Zero. Hello, 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 Dickinson students. Your favorite podcast host, Penny B, is back with some heat. This past week, I saw a viewing of Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. It's a film made in Italy, romantic comedy trilogy that sort of collides together. So you have three women, which are the three short films. One's name is Adelina, who sells black market cigarettes in Naples. Then another is Anna in Milan, who is wealthy and having an affair with Renzo. And lastly, you have Mada, my favorite, who is a sex worker in Rome that is looking to Augusto, one of her clients, to help her with her neighbor's infatuated grandson. So the neighbor's infatuated grandson is supposed to be studying to be a priest. He meets Mada and says, I'm ready to risk it all. I want her. I want to live life. I don't want to do this priest anymore, y'all. It gets real. So I want to break down some details for y'all on my thoughts. So my thoughts on the title, my analysis on the title. The title represents coming of age for women of the time. It was set in 1963. So yesterday, so they were in a time where women were changing, right? So before yesterday, in the title, women were expected to play the role of a housewife. They took care of the house. They took care of the household, carried children. And then today, women can be wealthy. They can cheat. They can, you know, live their best lives. And then you have tomorrow. Eventually, sex workers will be accepted and openly free to do whatever they so choose with their bodies, have agency over themselves. I think that a big part of why this movie is successful, because it's universally saw as a coming of age for women. This film is so successful because of the comedic approach in very real situations. In Adelina's story, she keeps pushing her husband to have babies in order to stay out of jail. So whenever the police officers are looking to lock her up to do her time for selling black market cigarettes, she hands them papers from the doctors and they excuse her. They say you're pregnant, so you don't have to come to jail. And they come back after she 6 months after she finished carrying. In Anna's story, she is a horrible driver who carelessly drives her Rolls Royce on the highway. She almost hits a few people, but in the midst of doing that, she has Renzo, who is her side piece, and they're traveling, and he's enjoying her, and he's really getting locked up in her ways. He's believing that she'll leave her husband to be with him. And then lastly, you have Mada, which is like what women want the future to be like. So women want the future. In the future, women are dreaming of having agency over their bodies. So they want to, you know, so sex work is an option. Sex work is an option and they can do it. Mada and Augusto are a sight to see on the screen as they both carry themselves in a witty nature. It completely captures the coming of age for women. Women will have agency today. From 1963 to 2019, women now have agency over their bodies and they can do whatever they'd like to do with them. They can post online, they can get into sex work, and it's becoming legal in many different states. So I understand why this film received an Oscar, because not only did it approach real situations of women, but it essentially uses comedy to do it. I mean, you have Adelina, who continuously wants to bear children to stay out of jail. You see her, the cops show up, and she hands them the paper like it's nobody's business. Her character's loud, fun, loving. You can see she takes care of her household, but also it's so amazing to see a woman with such power and agency. And then you have Anna. Anna is the rich, wealthy woman who drives a brand new Rolls Royce, and she has Renzo wrapped around her finger. She's driving. Everyone knows who she is. She's at the toll booth, and at one point, she's about to almost hit someone in the middle of the road, and she does not care. She doesn't have a care in the world because she has the money to cover it. I'm pretty sure she does. And then she has enough money to replace her Rolls Royce. It's hilarious. And then lastly, you have Mata, my personal favorite. I'm going to say it again. I love her character. She's a sex worker and she uses Augusto, her client, and they're a sight to see on screen. They play off of each other's energy. I mean, Augusto does one thing, Mata laughs, or Mata does something. Augusto's very thirsty. He's ready to engage in whatever they're going to engage in. And he's very, very upset that when he finally thinks it's time, she made a promise to the neighbor that she wouldn't engage in anything for a week. So regardless of opinions of the characters and what they do, a confident woman with good looks can get whatever she wants, including power. And although that power may not always last as long, it's still a form of power. And the film examines that. And I appreciate that it examines it in three different ways. I don't really know if the director was judgmentally examining it, but it didn't seem as so in the film. You choose who you would like to highlight, your favorite character, in a non-biased view from the director. It was well worth the Oscar it received, y'all. If you haven't seen the film, please find it on the internet and have a watch party. All right, this is your girl, Kenny B. I'll be back with some more heat. I'm out.